That idea of love does not oppose is very helpful. There's that section, I think it's called Weakness and Defensiveness, where he talks about that and how, in the world sense, power, if power does not oppose, it is perceived as weak. You know, just look at Washington. Right? That's the thought system. What makes you strong is you oppose. Right? And then Jesus says that's a contradiction. True power can't oppose, because true power is based on oneness. You know, and again, the thought system that our country espouses is the same thought system everybody espouses. It's not just pointing the finger at this country, it's just that it's our country. Right. But every thought system is like that. That's what the world is like. That's what we did right at the beginning. We opposed God and therefore got power. That's what we believe. That's how the dream started. That's how the Big Bang occurred and we ended up in this damn boat. Right. We opposed God. We said, your love is not enough. I want something more. And that's what made us strong, like Popeye. You know? Right? And so our cans of spinach, we're opposing. That's what gave us birth. We oppose. Again, that's why everybody has an authority problem. We're always opposing authorities. That's what defines us. You know that's how children learn and they grow. They oppose their parents. And they grow and they get strong as they do that. And within the world and the stages of development, that's healthy. But just remember, it's healthy within an insane system. You know, and then you only have to unlearn all of that when you get older. You know, so it's a total waste of time. We have to do it that way because that's how we scripted it, but it's a total waste of time. You spend the first half of your life learning one thought system only to spend the next half to unlearn it. But we do that because that's what we're learning, the negative, so we could then deny the negative. But we believe by opposing, you get strong. You know, and in the world sense, that's true. But the way you get strong is that you oppose and then you take strength from your enemy. Therefore, he becomes weak and you become strong. But obviously, that makes separation real. You know, true power of God does not oppose. Love does not oppose because it just is. Once it opposes, it's saying separation is real. By definition, if I'm opposing something, then obviously there's something I'm opposing. So if love opposed, if God opposed, if Jesus opposed, if you oppose, you are saying separation is real. And of course, you're saying more than that. You're saying separation is real, and I'm not the one who did it. The one I'm opposing did it, and that's why I'm opposing him or her or them. And by defeating them, I will get stronger. I will get my strength from the one I have vanquished. You know, so when you have a literal cannibal, you know, some tribes still practice that, right? I think one of the tribes in New Guinea, when they kill someone, they just don't kill anybody. They kill the bravest warrior of the enemy, and they kill him, and they eat his flesh, so they will get his strength. I mean, it's a classic case in form of what we all do in content. This person has strength. I kill him, and I eat his flesh, thereby getting strong. Well, in content, that's no different from what Catholics have practiced for 2,000 years. Jesus has something I don't have. Right, so I slay him every day at Mass on the altar, and then I eat his body and drink his blood. And therefore, I now have what he has. Because I lack and he has it. Right, but that's what we all do. It's not just that a country does it or a religion does it. We all do it. You know, the bodies were made to feed off other bodies. There's nothing sinful about it, nothing evil about it, nothing wicked about it. That's what the ego thought system is. And what's important is that you be able to look at how you do that. Not so much in terms of physically, in terms of eating and drinking, etc., but look at how you do it psychologically. You must look at that, because if you don't see it, then you can't ask for help to undo it.